This is Eye on the Experience Industry.
Welcome to Eye on the Experience Industry. Today we're going to take a look back at some of the work our students did with minor league baseball with the Buffalo Bisons and Rochester Red Wings. The experience industry, of course, is where people spend their money for fun, events, travel, tourism, sports, you name it. It's where the fun money goes. And today we're with Mike Clark and Cameron Barnes. Let's start with you. You were with the Buffalo Bisons this summer. And in what department were you working in? And tell us about just a quick overview of kind of the stuff you did.
Yeah, so I was in the media relations department, so kind of like the communication side. Most days you would come in pretty early, depending on the time of the game. And you had to, basically, you're preparing for the game. So you got to get the game notes done. You got to get everything handed out to broadcasters and everybody who needs it. You got to get the lineup cards made. And then all that's leading up to the game where you score the game. And you do that on the computer for all the fans to see score, hits, players average and all that. And there's a lot of other various things depending on the day, because minor leagues, it's a lot of all hands on deck. You know, if it rains, you got to get the tarp out. Right. Sometimes there's a picture day, you got to go help out with that. So it just depends on the day, but there's a lot of different things.
Yeah, it's fascinating. We'll touch a little bit more on that. And Michael, you were in the promotion side of promotions and entertainment events. So talk a little bit about your role.
Yeah, I was a promotions and marketing intern this past summer. So that involved getting to the field around an hour and a half early before the first pitch to meet with our manager, Amanda. So she would have all the interns and, you know, kind of go through the script of the game and what to expect, what different promotions we have, who we need to meet, who we need to have in the right spot at the right times. So we would see that through organizing the first pitch, national anthems. Sometimes we'd have a youth dream team to recognize, to bring out in the field. We'd sometimes have mascot meet and greets with Buster and all the wing characters, and a lot of different in-game promotions like NFTA bus pickup, Faster Than Lightning. I know I'm forgetting a few, but there's a lot. So it's a lot of running around, making sure you're in the right spot at the right time, like I said. And like Cameron said, every day is different. So if you have to tarp, you have to tarp. Some days you're getting out earlier, some days you're staying later for nights like fireworks and Friday Night Bash. And there was a lot of different parts and moving parts, but it was a lot of fun.
And when you're doing that, a lot of the, you know, fans probably don't recognize the amount of choreography behind the scenes that goes into it. Like you said, you have to be on the first base side. This person's got to be on the third base side. Buster's got to be here and all those things. How interesting was it for you to see all that and how it kind of works together, and when something doesn't go right, you know, how you have to kind of make up for that too?
Yeah, it was definitely something you had to learn with time, getting fans in the right spots. We like to try and have them at their promotion 3 outs before, which is always, it can be a challenge, because they could be at concessions, they could be in the bathrooms, they could be, you know, taking care of their kids, whatever it may be. So having to coordinate that is always, a challenge in itself. And like you said, with being in the right spots with the interns, making sure everyone's on the same page, you know, whether it's the seventh inning stretch, making sure the right people are on the certain dugout.
That's interesting. The other part, and Cameron, you talked a little bit about game notes, game prep, stats, and all that stuff. And I don't think people, a regular fan, understands the amount of work that goes into that. But talk a little bit, even just about game notes. Like, it's a package of how many pages, and you have to, you're writing all the different pieces, and it's really what the announcers and the media use each game, right?
Yeah, so the game notes, every team has a different amount of game notes. I think the Bisons were probably 16 pages. The cover page is mainly what we did, where we would, you write about, okay, tonight's game, who's starting, the records of the teams, and then on the sides you got all the records of, oh, well, the Bisons are whatever record when they're trailing after 7 innings or when they're leading after 7 innings. And then you kind of got to talk about, okay, well, last night's game, how did it go? Who was a important player? And how does that lead into tonight's game? Starting pitchers, like I say. And then also, since they're the affiliate of the Blue Jays, you're going to talk about, oh, well, the Blue Jays last night, they won or they lost. And then you kind of just, you got to write it from your standpoint of, the Bison. So if they had a bad game, you kind of just got to find the positives, even though if there's not a lot of positives, you got to find those. And then all the back pages are kind of, those are for the broadcasters to look at all the players. And there's notes for each player. which we would do sometimes. So you say, okay, this guy made his debut this day. He did good, whatever. And then there's a lot of other different parts depending on the team. Like, we would print out opposing teams' game notes, and some teams would have, like, the weird stuff on there, like, oh, well, this guy has challenged this many times.
Yeah, right.
And how he did. So it's just, it's interesting to see how every team is different.
And you probably had some idea of that going into it, but probably not to the extent that you saw it day to day.
Yeah, no, I didn't know too much about it. I just kind of every day I was like learning new things. I feel like that's what was really cool about it.
And Mike, same with you. It was most of that stuff. Now, you had done some work at spring training with some game event stuff, but most of that stuff was new to you as well.
Yeah, I'd say so. Spring training definitely helped with knowing like what to expect on game days, but it was definitely different in terms of time management and, you know, being supportive of fans and, you know, trying to get them involved in games and as well as kids, because they're always, they can be scared as well as the parents.
As you go into it, though, how well do you think you were prepared to do that type of work, understanding, you know, what you've learned here at the university? You're a junior, right, Mike and Cameron, you're a senior. Going in, how well were you? I mean, you had to have some confidence level going into the organization and what you might have to do throughout the season.
Yeah, I think Niagara's, you know, college has done a good job of preparing me, as well as past, you know, experience with being on time, you know, just being a good worker, being there for other interns and being there to, you know, support your boss in the end of the day, and just all that stuff that comes with it. Yeah, I would say I was prepared in the big picture.
Cameron?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, a lot of the simple stuff you're prepared for, but then when it comes to what you're doing every day, that's where it's newer for you. So I was prepared to know how to, you know how to act and how to be represent the team. But as far as my position, I feel like you kind of learn every day. And that's what, by the end of the internship, I was like, I felt like I was a pro.
Yeah, well, that's the idea behind internships, right? It is a class, and you learn something entirely different. So, Cameron, what would you tell somebody who's thinking about an internship in the summer with a minor league baseball team like the Bisons? Or, you know, what would your words of advice to them be?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of work, but, I mean, if that's what you want to get into, you really have to get the experience. I mean, you can't just call up a major league team and expect to get in there, so you kind of have to take every opportunity you get, and I would definitely recommend it, even though it's like, yeah, some days you're there all day, but that's kind of just part of the industry that you're a part of. So
yeah, if you're looking to work in sports, that's kind of what it is. Mike, same thing for you. I mean, what would you tell somebody who's thinking about a summer internship with a minor league team?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say go for it. If that's in your broad picture of what you want to do, if it's baseball, I'd say definitely go for it. But like Cameron said, expect long days. Every day is going to be different. It's not like a set regiment schedule. Every day is going to be different, so expect that. But yeah, like I said, I'd say go for it, get involved, try and build up as much experience as you can, you know, before graduation, and put yourself in the best position to get what you want after your 4 years or however many long it is.
And you gave Amanda a little shout out, but talk a little bit about the Bisons organization and be a part of that organization throughout the summer and what you see from the front office and their commitment to what they do every day during the summer.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, it's going to sound corny, but Buffalo is a family at the end of the day. You know, the higher ups don't just sit in their offices and just sit on their computers. You see them at they do the dirty work as well, whether it's pulling the tarp, helping out with pregame stuff. You'll see them. They'll say hi. It's always, you know, really nice to see them and tell them about your day and whatever that may entail. But yeah, even my boss, Amanda, she's younger. She can relate to us in a way of going through college and all the swings that may bring. She was a huge help throughout the whole internship. And yeah, I'd say it was a great organization to work for.
Cameron?
Yeah, I think the professionalism is really good at the Buffalo Bisons. It's kind of like Michael says. I mean, you see everybody in there. They're all working hard. It's the same thing. They're there, you know, they're there all day pretty much, depending on the game. But I mean, like for my boss, which was Pat, he was there. I was always thinking about like a homestand. He's probably there 70 hours for six games or something. And
right, and he's an announcer, so he does all the road games too.
Yeah,
and,
so yeah. It's a lot of work. But, I mean, they are very professional, and they're always nice for all the interns to learn from them.
As you look back on the year now, and then you started your new semester, your month into the new semester at this point, how much have you been able to take what you've learned and now you see it in the classroom? You know, when a professor is talking about a specific thing, you're like, oh, right, now I've seen it in practice. It's one thing to learn it in a textbook. And whether you learned it before you went down to the Bisons or now afterwards, it's one thing to see it in a textbook, but then to see it also in practice. And how valuable is that for you, Michael?
Yeah, I'd say it definitely correlates, especially in your class, sport rec marketing promotions. You see it every day. You know, seeing a billboard, seeing a sponsor at a stadium, you may not think about it ever until you, you know, go through the class and go through an internship like the Bisons, is that it's business at the end of the day. People are paying to get their brand recognized, and we're getting the money to recognize them by putting them in the outfield. So it's a business at the end of the day. And like you do the dailies in class, everything's about business at the end of the day. So you definitely see it in the everyday life for sure after taking classes with you and with the Bisons.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, definitely in the marketing class, we're talking about the Bisons probably every day, it feels like, but just in general, minor league baseball and major league baseball. So it all correlates. But then even like at a alumni advantage on Friday, you're hearing from all these people of how they got to where they are. And you kind of think of, well, yeah, that's where I was. And, you know, you feel like you're on the right path, kind of.
Great. And you're doing work now with the basketball team here on campus, Cameron, is that right?
Yeah, I'm a student manager. I've been doing it every year I've been here.
And was there much you can take from either one of those roles, whether it's with the Bisons that you bring to the basketball team or vice versa as you were doing those things?
I mean, yeah, you always take a little bit away. It's a lot different what you're doing, but you're kind of with the basketball team. I'm a lot more with the players, kind of, but you kind of feel the same way of showing up every day, and you're putting it's still a lot of work, even though it's not full days or anything. It's a part-time thing, but every morning almost, you're always getting up early for it, so you can't just say, oh, I don't feel like going in today. So
right.
Definitely take something away from it.
That's excellent. Well, guys, thanks for being with us today. I am the experience industry. It's great that you enjoyed your experience you had with the Buffalo Bisons over the summer. And while some people are sitting back enjoying themselves at the beach, you guys were digging into your career. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And we will see you around campus. I am the experience industry. We have some more coming up in just a little bit. Thanks for being with us.
You're listening to Eye on the Experience Industry.
Welcome to Eye on the Experience Industry. My name is Tom Burns with Niagara University's College of Hospitality, Sport, and Tourism Management. And on this podcast, we talk about where the fun money goes, where people spend their money on experiences, whether it's sports or hospitality, entertainment, events, tourism, travel. That's where the fun money goes, and these are the programs we kind of cater to here at the university and the College of Hospitality, Sport, and Tourism Management. Today we're talking about minor league baseball with two young ladies who interned this summer with the Rochester Red Wings and Buffalo Bisons. So certainly that's where a lot of fun money goes. Minor league baseball is a huge industry. And Michaela Robinson, you were with the Rochester Red Wings this summer. Tell us a little bit about your experience with the Red Wings and some of the things you did for the team throughout the course of the summer.
Yes, so this summer I was a social media intern with the Red Wings. So basically I would come in every day, help with posts, whether it be like videos, like short form content, or like graphics. And we would come up with different posts. We had a post for each day. Obviously, it was different for when they're away than when they're home. When they're home, we posted a lot about the games and like who they're playing against, and then any like promos that we have that day. But yeah, it was pretty fun.
That's great. And Miley Philbrick, you had a little bit different role with the Bisons than that. You were kind of on the game day promotions events teams, but you weren't typically the person on the field or in the stands doing that type of stuff. Tell us about your role with the Bisons.
So yeah, I was a graphic design intern with the Bisons this summer. So I helped create the promo graphics that they would promote on social media, as well as any other graphics that they did need for socials. And then also like on game days, we were in charge of running the video board. So working with game presentation and everything to make sure the game runs smoothly and get everything that's on the video board that needs to go up.
So if stuff was on the video board, people was anything up there, you were kind of making the switches and putting all that stuff up and creating some of those graphics that went up there as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. Before you started, Miley, we'll start with you. Before you started the Bisons, did you have any idea the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes in these types of areas of a team?
I honestly had no clue. It was kind of like cool to like get to experience that and learn all that goes into it, because it is a lot of work and they do a great job at putting on the games and everything. So it was cool to be a part of it and get to experience everything that goes into it.
And Michaela, same for you?
Yeah, same. Yeah, I didn't really know that there's like so much going on behind the scenes, and especially like all the different departments like actually like work together to help the game be successful. So yeah, it was like fun hopping between departments and working with other people besides the social media department. So yeah, it was like really fun.
And what other departments did you interact with?
So we worked with like the research design department. So they did like a lot of the like handled with the ticket promotion. So like if people wanted to come to a game, whether it be like with a big group of people or smaller groups, they would help with that. They also helped with like the Red Wings like having an app where you can get like points, so people would be able to turn in their points rather to like throw the first pitch or go to BP. So we worked with them, and then we also worked with like the marketing department. So that was like your emails and the websites. So we worked with them, and then we also worked with the PR department. So those are the people who are like working closely with the players and getting out the press release. So
what was the biggest challenge you had throughout the course of the season?
Oh my gosh, I think probably coming up with ideas. It's hard after a while coming up with different ideas that aren't technically the same.
Sure.
So I guess I think the ideas were really hard.
Miley, your biggest challenge for the summer?
I would say something along the same lines, because you're trying to come up with ideas that'll kind of interest people and try to get them to come to games and look at the promo like graphics and everything. So kind of just trying to come up with fun ideas that you think would work and get people to come to games.
And the two of you are both sophomore students right now.
Yes.
At Niagara. So how much you had really 1 year of academic experience under your belt, but how much do you think you were ready to walk into that role? We'll start with you, Miley. To take on this internship, even with just 1 year of experience, that you were prepared to go work for a professional team for the course of the summer?
Yeah, I think the college prepares you like pretty well for that. You are put in classes and situations where you can learn how to be a professional and the things that you're going to come across in the sport industry. So I think the college prepares you for that and puts you in a good place to succeed.
And Michaela, what's
I think the same as Miley. I think the school really does help you get out into the field. Like there's a lot of times we got to meet with alumni and speak with them. And then some of us went on like learning trips where we got to work at a certain department, which I think was really helpful. I mean, there are some things that you have to learn along the way,
sure,
but
right.
It was really helpful to have the college set us up.
Well, that's the benefit of having an internship, right? It's like a class. You're going to learn new things. We've been prepped for it, but it's a new class and you get to learn. So what did you learn the most out of your experience in Rochester?
I think the most is probably my Adobe softwares.
Sure.
I had no idea how to use Photoshop or Premiere Pro, but working with my internship definitely helped a lot. Like now I know my way around all the Adobe softwares, which I think was really helpful.
Yeah, great skill set to have. Miley, for you?
I would say that just every day is different. Like you don't know what's going to happen every game is different. So something different can happen. And so just kind of having to be prepared for that. Like I was a graphic intern, but Bison's promotes shadowing different departments and everything. So one day I'd be up in the press box all game. The next day I'd be down helping the promo team doing seventh inning stretch or whatever it is. So just being prepared for like whatever comes next.
How much of what you've learned over the summer, when you come back to the classroom now in your second year here, when you hear a professor talking about something, you can go, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about because I saw it in real world practice. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I think that, like, when I'm in classes now, I kind of hear, like, experiences that I had come across and was like, oh, yeah, like, that makes sense, and that's, like, the reasoning behind why that happens, and it just kind of all comes together. So obviously, like, sitting in your classes, I kind of heard, something that could come across an event or something, but during this internship, I was like, oh, like, that's what he was talking about, or, like, oh, that makes sense now, so.
So I didn't make sense the first time, not until you saw it the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Michaela, for you?
Yeah, I think this the same as what Miley said. I think after having this internship and then going into class, and then when they talk about, like, the PR side or the communication side, and they have, I actually get an idea of what was actually happening and what they actually mean, and then I can think back of my internship and be like, okay, yeah, so I did that, and it makes it easier to learn.
And then lastly, what would you tell students now who are like, did you like your internship? Should I do it? Is it too much work? You know, what should I do an internship like that? What would you tell somebody who's thinking about minor league baseball specifically, but that type of internship?
I would tell the students to apply for the internships, whether it's not with the minor league baseball or it's with some other company. But I think getting yourself out there and making connections and kind of understanding how the real world works while you're still in college and it's not for like a full year or full job, it's a lot easier to understand like what your job might look like. And then with the minor league baseball, I loved every second of it. So I 100% recommend going into minor league baseball. I mean, each day was never the same. You always had something to look forward to, whether it's hanging out with your coworkers or a certain promotion. But I definitely recommend getting an internship this summer.
Miley, what do you think?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely one of the best experiences I've ever had. It didn't feel like having to go to work. It was like going to just have fun and kind of get to experience what the game day is like behind the scenes. As someone on the quieter side, I definitely was able to come out of my comfort zone and be someone that could do a seventh inning stretch or shadow with social marketing, whatever it was, to kind of put myself out there and gain different aspects of like the departments and everything. So I feel like I definitely grown during this summer, gained lots of new skills, and it's something that you can really benefit from.
And minor league baseball is a grind. So if you like it, like yeah. It's every yeah. day. So it's a grind. And I know I said that was the last question, but I do have one more. Talk to me about what you've learned about the organizations. I'm a big fan of both organizations. The Red Wings are a great organization. Talk about working for the Red Wings organization, their general manager, Dan Mason, all the way through and what that was like and what kind of learning did you take just from looking around at the different roles and responsibilities of people in the office?
Yeah, the organization was great. I mean, Dan is such a great, amazing manager. It was, to me, it was shocking that he like knew my name and he said, "Hi, Michaela," to me every single time he saw me. 'Cause I didn't think that I would have that relationship with him or he sure. would know who I am. But it was great that he did know who I am and it was easy to talk to him. And he truly does care about the organization and for the city of Rochester. He does care about the city and the fans. And I think that's an important aspect of an organization. The other staff members, they were all so great. They were so generous. And if I ever had any questions, they always helped answer them. And they truly do want you to succeed. So it was great being in that type of organization.
And Miley, how about the Bisons organization and the people there and what you got to learn by watching them interact?
Yeah, I think the Bisons organization is a great organization. I feel like I was always laughing or always having fun. Like there was never a moment where I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. Like it was something I looked forward to. Everyone just wants you to succeed. So they want to do what's best for you. So if you ask to do something, they're willing to kind of make it work and let you learn and everything. So it's a great organization, and I love spending my time there this summer.
Well, that's great. Ladies, congratulations on successful internships this summer, and good luck the rest of the semester.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eye on the Experience Industry right here at Iowa University College of Hospitality, Sport, and Tourism Management. Where the fun money goes, that's what we say. It is a huge industry, the experience industry, and now your university prepares its students to enter the fields of hospitality, sport, tourism, events, management, you name it, and our students are walking into the fields prepared with their jobs because of classroom education and the learning that they get in internships and other experiential opportunities. This is I in the Experience Industry. Thanks for being with us today.